Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels, Stu Man, the newsman, filling in today. I'll be here all week. And Matt's taking a few days off, a well-deserved break. And we've been talking about what's going on in Ukraine, of course, talking about Russia. And I'm asking you, is it time for us to cut off the Russian oil? Should we stop buying oil for the United States market? And should we even impose sanctions that would make it difficult for other countries to buy their oil? We've been discussing an opinion piece that appears in the Los Angeles Times. I think it was posted last night, written by, let me tell you here, Simon Johnson, professor at MIT and former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, and co-written by Oleg Ustenko, who is the economic advisor to President Zelensky in Ukraine. They're talking about three different scenarios that we could use to cut off the oil supply. And, of course, the reason why we want to stop Russia from selling the oil is because that's where they get most of their money from, to fund this campaign of murder that they are on in Ukraine. And we'll get back to that that opinion piece after we take at least one phone call here. If you want to join us, feel free, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Is it time to cut off Russian oil? And should we go as far as making it difficult for other countries to buy the oil? Let's go to the phones and talk to Dan in Madison. Dan, what do you have to say today?
Well, as you just said, Russia's Russia's only source of income is selling, you know, oil and natural gas. And why on earth should we continue to fund, you know, their acts of, you know, war against Ukraine? I mean, how selfish are we that we're, you know, considering not cutting ourselves off and not making it harder for others? I mean, that's just pure selfishness to try to keep the price low at the pump, which I think you're 100% correct. We're being price gouged at the pump right now anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing that we don't have more control over that. You know, it seems like anytime anyone talks about the possibility of inflation or oil prices going up or gas prices going up, the oil companies pounce on that immediately and say, well, let's start jacking up the price because everybody's talking about inflation and the price of oil going up. So let's make it go up now while we have the opportunity and while people think it's okay to do it. So anything else, Dan, before we let you go?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, we should just not be selfish here and actually shut off their money faucet.
Just one more thing. Let me ask you, how far do you think we should go? You know, in this opinion piece we're talking about, they said there's three different ways we could do it. We could just stop buying it ourselves here in the United States, but that wouldn't really make a difference to the income of Russia. But then there's other ways to do it. We could impose secondary sanctions, making it difficult for countries that deal in dollars to buy oil. And then the third way, which I haven't really gone into too much yet, but I'm going to get into here in just a minute. The third way would actually make it difficult for everybody to buy the oil, because we would try to get the European Union to stop buying not only the oil, but the gas that they buy so much of. In fact, I guess Italy relies almost entirely on natural gas from Russia. How far do you think we should go?
I think that we should definitely cut ourselves off, and I think we should exert our influence to get the EU to shut off their access as well. Really, long-term, we should be, you know, it comes down to energy independence again. Energy independence is the key for security for basically every country. And, yeah, you know, we need to be in cooperation with the EU about, you know, let's find ways to become energy independent partners. You know, France has got quite a robust nuclear power system, whether you agree or disagree with that. But there's a lot of other options out there, you know, renewables, solar, wind. You know, if Europe was energy independent from Russia, then this, you know, they wouldn't even be getting the money in the first place.
All right. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 844-967-2789. 2789 is the phone number. Stu Daniels here filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct. We're discussing whether it's time to cut off the supply of oil and gas coming out of Russia, which will stop the revenue going into Russia, funding their war on Ukraine right now. And we've been discussing this opinion piece that appeared in the that's in the Los Angeles Times right now, talking about three different ways to possibly go about this oil embargo. I think I read this one paragraph here. Let me look to make sure where I was. We're discussing the third possible way. We said the first way for, excuse me, the oil embargo to work would be for the United States to simply stop buying oil from Russia, okay, which really wouldn't make a difference to Russia because they could just sell it to someone else. And then the second way includes secondary markets so that anybody who or any country who buys oil with dollars wouldn't be able to use dollars anymore to buy the oil, which would cause the price of the oil to go down. We mentioned that Shell, the Shell Oil Company, has already bought a shipment of Russian oil for nearly $30 per barrel less than the going rate for what they call non-blood oil. And that's because it's getting harder already for Russians to sell the oil. And in the case of us making it difficult for other countries to buy oil, the global supply of oil would remain the same, but Russia loses the revenue due to the blood discount, driving up the price of Russia would receive. I should say driving down the price that Russia would receive. And let's see, I'm almost to the end of this opinion piece. Just trying to find out where I left off. It says, in this scenario, Russian oil revenues would fall dramatically and its gas revenues would also decline. Payments for oil would barely cover production costs, which means no revenue for the government budget. Daily payments for gas, I should say for gas, should also drop sharply. As the weather warms in Europe, getting to zero purchases of Russian gas could be quite possible. Imagine what that would do to the Russian economy. The financial sanctions already in place are important, but by themselves, they will not degrade Russian fossil fuel production capacity. The critical issue now is to save Ukrainian lives by cutting off all possible revenue to the Russian state. Choose the third scenario. Buy nothing from Russia. Choose the third scenario. Buy nothing from Russia is how this opinion piece in the Los Angeles Times ends, by Simon Johnson, professor at MIT Sloan, former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, and Oleg Ustenko, economic advisor to President Zelensky in Ukraine. So where do you stand on this? Where do you say we are? Is it time? Should we stop buying Russian oil? I think at the very least, we should stop buying Russian oil. In fact, if we wanted to, we could implement the sanctions, the embargo on Russian oil. We could implement them in stages, I suppose, right? We could do the first scenario in that opinion piece and just stop buying it for the United States market. And if it didn't make any difference to Russia, then the next day or so, we could go to level two, which is those secondary sanctions. So any country that buys oil with dollars wouldn't be able to do so. That would start to affect the revenue, the income Russia receives for their oil. And then the third scenario we would have to go into, if still it didn't make any difference to Russia, then we could implement the third scenario, which we just discussed. And that would put heavy pressure on the European Union to stop buying not only oil, but natural gas from Russia. And that would probably sink the Russian economy. Are we ready to go that far? What would Vladimir Putin do at that point? Sometimes it seems like he's a petulant little child who just wants to have a temper tantrum. What would he do? Would who knows what he would do? He does seem a little unhinged at this point. I mean, it's hard to imagine him doing anything sane at this point. Is it time for us to stop buying Russian oil? And then what about the talk about a no-fly zone? Should we consider establishing a no-fly zone? What if Russia breaches the no-fly zone? Should we shoot down Russian fighter jets? If we do, what will Putin's response be? Do we have to worry about nuclear war? Would Vladimir Putin launch nuclear missiles against the United States? Many people think he has already proven that he is not level-headed and sane. Would a sane man launch the nightmare scenario we have seen play out over the past 2 weeks in Ukraine? What do you think? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 844-967-2789. Things are moving fast right now. Things are happening quickly. Who knows what's going to happen next? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 844-967-2789. Stu Daniels filling in for Matt Flynn direct today. WAUK, WTTN. Give us a call. We'll talk to you after the break.